On the other hand, National wants to scale up the country's managed isolation facilities to start allowing more foreigners into the country. If elected, it would allow private accommodation providers to offer managed isolation services under strict criteria, but they would be able to charge what they like. It was the only big policy announcement on the campaign trail today, as Labor leader Jacinda Ardern and National leader Judith Collins gear up for their first debate. Here's our reporter, Sarah Robson.
COVID-19 has shut borders and halted most international travel, isolating New Zealand. The National Party today revealed its plan to reconnect the country with the rest of the world.
We have no desire to expose New Zealand to greater levels of COVID-19. Our lack of COVID-19 here is a massive advantage going forward. We take advantage of that by having very secure border policy that will gradually let more people come into the country.
National wants to invest in travel arrangements with countries free of COVID and invest in Bluetooth tracing technology. It also wants to implement a booking system for managed isolation facilities, with returning New Zealanders getting priority. But as National's COVID-19 border response spokesman Gerry Brownlee explains, the party would also allow essential and skilled workers, students and tourists to book a stay.
Safely bringing non-residents back into New Zealand will give our economy the boost it desperately needs from skills and capital while supporting thousands of jobs.
The National Party also wants to expand the network of managed isolation facilities by allowing private accommodation providers to offer this service. The hotels, motels, lodges and Airbnbs could charge people what they like for their stay, but they would need to meet safety criteria set out by the party's Border Protection Agency.
The overall management of the quarantine facilities or operations would remain with Te Korowai Whakamaru. The people that are employed by them to engage in the operation or the security of those facilities would most likely have detention powers.
Hospitality New Zealand's National President, Jeremy Smith, says National's border policy is positive news for the battered industry.
Obviously, accommodation sector is taking a beating with no international tourists and very little business travel. So if you're outside of the official government venues for returning Kiwis, then it does create opportunity for us.
But epidemiologist Professor Michael Baker says it's not clear what part of the National Party's border security plan is different from what's already underway.
It's quite hard to work out what in this is different from what we're currently doing or the current directions of travel. And the other thing is a lot of these are very technical points. So they are things that you'd really want to resolve with careful disease modelling and risk assessment.
Labor's Megan Woods says National's plan is too risky and there's a lot involved in providing managed isolation facilities.
We currently have 32 facilities across the country. There are 4,000 staff working across those 32 facilities. We have the New Zealand Defence Force, we have the New Zealand Police, we have our public health professionals involved in the provision of these facilities. They are complex operations.
Meanwhile, Jacinda Ardern and Judith Collins will face off in the first leaders' debate on TVNZ tonight. While the National Party leader had no public events today, leaving the policy announcement to her deputy, Ms Ardern headed to South Auckland for a brief visit to BBM Motivation.
Have all you guys scanned in? This is full-time
BBM Motivation provides fitness classes and healthy eating advice to the local community.
Yeah, get an elbow.
Its founder, David Letelli, asked the Labor Party leader to provide some advice to an online class.
Cut yourself a little bit of slack, I think it's really important. But actually what you're doing is probably one of the most important things, just giving yourself a physical break as well, doing something that's getting the blood flowing, getting some fresh air, all of the things I don't do.
A TVNZ Colmar Brunton poll is due to be released tonight ahead of the debate. Mō te hōtaka o te ahi ahi, ko Sarah Robson. Aho.